BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Innuendo Bingo with Matt Richardson off of comedy, and also The Extra Factor with Caroline Flack. Even his bum was wet. I warned you, Richardson, it would be wet. Chris has a brand new idea, which for change, I actually quite like. Everyone loves kitchen-based shows, yeah? We've got a brand new one, and we think this one is going to fly. And Charlie Sloth is on top form on today's Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
CeeLo and Forget You on BBC Radio 1. I was watching a lot of The Voice, the American version, when I was on holiday, because, as you know, I do like to go on holiday to just watch TV. And he wears a lot of satin kind of baby grows.
Oh, he's a judge, isn't he, on that one?
Not a judge, Chris.
Coach.
That's it.
Yep.
Yes, he is. And he goes around with a pink parrot on his shoulder at all times.
Hasn't he got, like, henna on his head as well now? I'm sure I heard this somewhere, that he's got designs on his head.
Yeah, maybe he needs to stop doing that and make another song. That was CeeLo and Forget You on BBC Radio 1. Hope you're right this afternoon. This is Scott Mills. We are gearing up for Innuendo Bingo. I've missed this. 1:45 today, and it's going to be Matt Richardson. Very funny bloke. You'll see him on TV at the weekend with Caroline Flack, and he is going to get wet at 1:45. I tweeted my excitement about this yesterday, and he said that we've got to be gentle with him. No. That's 1:45. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, on your computer, on your tablet, on your mobile phone. You've got a new business idea, it says here, at 2:45. Didn't know about this.
Yeah, it's a good one as well. Seriously, it could work.
Okay, good. And, it's that day. Charlie Sloth, best-looking fat man in the universe. After 3 p.m, he's going to be playing Real or No Real. It's all going on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm carrying on while chaos is happening around me. That's right, the plastic sheeting. And the cameras are being positioned for today's Innuendo Bingo.
It's a good day as well. New sheets.
Is that someone knocking your microphone?
Carry on.
It's fine, it's fine. Carry on. It's all right. It's fine. It's got to be done. We have to turn this studio into an Innuendo Bingo prepared area at 1:45. Is Matt Richardson here?
Yes.
It's all going very well. Hello, who's on the phone?
Hello, this is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Where are you today?
I'm in University of Gloucestershire.
Oh, hi, Uni of Gloucestershire. How can I help you?
Well, I just thought that you said you were rather sad about people not listening anymore.
At uni?
Yep.
Yeah, I was concerned about this a few weeks ago when it was Freshers Week and everyone was like making new friends and going out all night and that they wouldn't be listening to me anymore. Why, are you still?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm trying to start my dissertation and definitely listening to you is helping quite a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Good, good, good.
What year are you in?
I'm in my third year.
Final year?
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm glad that we're helping you for your dissertation. Thanks for still listening. No, I don't want to appear needy, but I am. Love you, bye.
Bye, love you, bye.
Have you had your lunch yet?
I have, but I'm contemplating a second lunch. Why do you say that?
I've got an idea for you. You need some Chinese food.
Oh, is this song you were telling me about?
Yes.
Right, it's another one.
It's another one from the people that bought you Friday by Rebecca Black. Oh. Here's Chinese Food.
After falling, I go clubbing, then I'm hugging, then I'm hungry, and I'm walking on the street, and I'm getting grumpy, grumpy.
Mm-hmm. So, as you can imagine, the video for this is in a Chinese restaurant with a girl who looks very happy to be getting some Chinese food. Her name is Alison Gold. My main.
Oh, my word. It's had nearly 800,000 views.
Let's get it higher.
It's only been up for a day.
I know. It's my new favourite. It's Alison Gold. Chinese food. It's the new Friday. Listen how she lists all of the ingredients in her Chinese.
They got broccoli. Even chicken wings. Make it spicy. And you like it. Because it's beautiful. And it tastes so, so, so good.
Mm-mm.
Bug would love this, wouldn't he?
I bet he's glad he was on before Chinese food. Big up, Jake, if you're listening. Go on, Alison.
Is this awful?
Yes, but I love it. This could become a modern-day classic.
Oh, no.
So, hello, if you're eating your lunch today, it will make you want to have another one. I want someone to cover this in the live lounge. Really soon.
Yeah.
Really, really soon. I love Chinese
food and someone to shoot. Oh, yeah, right, I've had enough.
Is it as good as... It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. I'm saying it is.
It sounds even worse when it's not actually Friday.
Right, the Saturdays are in the live lounge on Thursday. Please, please, please cover Chinese food. Please. I don't know
what that... BBC Radio 1.
Beth in Preston says it's nowhere near as good as Rebecca Black, but the Chinese food song is making me want to get a Chinese right now. Me too, I'm starving.
I don't know, it sort of put me off.
Absolutely not. Because they've got broccoli, even chicken wings.
It's weird the selection of food they do go for in that song.
Make it spicy. I like it, she lists all her favourites. They got broccoli.
Chicken wings. Who gets broccoli at a Chinese?
Me? That's true, actually. Broccoli's not the first thing you go for, is it? Weird. American, isn't it?
It's a bit like chips at a Chinese buffet. It's sort of weird as well.
I'll have the other menu, please. Mm-hmm. Someone says, get the Saturdays on Thursday to cover the Friday song. That's Scott from Birmingham. It's making my head fizz.
Too much.
And loads of people are going, well, where do you find this rubbish from? The internet? It's got so many views already.
It's honestly close to 800,000 views. It's been up for a day. Alison Gold.
Alison Gold. She looks exactly like you would expect her to look. Kind of American teenager. Really kind of sugary sweet. And she is having a great time in that Chinese restaurant.
Hmm.
I might not ever play that again.
Are you the first person to play this on sort of UK
know.
Radio?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm responsible for a lot of bad things.
Yeah. The Scott
Mills Daily. And hello, Matt Richardson.
Hello.
I haven't seen you since we were in Edinburgh.
About 18 months ago. Yeah, it was last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Fun and Filth Cabaret.
I did all the studio warm-up.
Well, that's it, because you're in my phone as Matt Richardson... Edinburgh warm-up.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. You know that when you meet someone new and you kind of put where they remind you of or like a place. Mm. You know, we've done this on the show before. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
So you're in mine as Chris Stark chicken nuggets, because you ate chicken nuggets on stage there. Yeah, that's what you're in my phone as.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
And now Matt's got a job on X Factor, on the Extra Factor.
Yeah, is not doing the warm-up.
No, not doing the warm-up. You're actually on.
I present it and that. It's good.
I know, it's really good. Are you enjoying it?
I love it. It's so much fun. Like, we get to sort of, travel around lots and basically just go to a gig every Saturday and Sunday and watch, like, these really cool people. Like, Cher was on Sunday.
I know, I saw that. They weren't her legs.
Were they not?
Do you think she?
I think she doesn't have legs. I think they just sit her on top of some mannequin legs every time.
Yeah, then they look really good. I think she shares them with, like, Taylor Swift or something. Because they look similar.
Communal legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a timeshare leg.
Yeah. And you get to go to the Antigas and Los Angeles.
Antigues, went to LA, New York and Saint-Tropez.
That must have been awful.
It was the worst 3.5 weeks of my life.
What a rubbish job.
And like things like, I've got a weird life because I went from like being, like not doing any telly or anything and then all of a sudden being on such a big show. So like there's a moment where like 2 days before we flew to New York, I was doing a gig to like 12 people in Reading. to Stags and Hens, and it was really awful. And then the next day, you walk up to the BA desk and they go, we've upgraded you to first class with Gary Barlow. And you're like, my life is incredible!
My word.
And then I ordered a cider on the plane and they all laughed in my face because they don't serve it. They only serve nice wine.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted a cider, that's all you wanted?
And then, they should have had it, really. Like, if you, I mean, I didn't, but if you were paying for it, you'd expect a cider.
You would.
Mate, are you loving it? Like,
yes.
That's a really obvious question, but...
It's the best job ever.
Yeah. It is.
All I have to do is stand next to Caroline Flack, interview people, and see Nicole Scherzinger in a bikini sometimes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
Happy
so
days.
Cool.
It's good. And you get to work with Flack. She's lovely.
Flack's amazing, yeah. Caroline Flack and I get on really well. It was really fun. Like, we clicked straight away, like, as soon as we saw, yeah. I did the screen test, we, like, got on really well because we did a pilot together a little bit before, so we knew each other a little bit. But, yeah, we just sort of, all we do is hang out, basically. We just hang out loads, and we hang outside of work all the time and just, yeah, it's like, it's not like work. It's like a night out, our job.
And Ollie Murs is a bit jealous of you.
Yeah, Ollie Murs is a bit gel, but, you know, he's a multi-millionaire pop star. Yeah. I think he's got more on me.
Yeah. Right, so you are aware of Inuit Bingo.
Yes.
You've bought spare everything.
Yes, like spare pants, tops, socks, everything.
In the plural. More than one top and more than one pair of pants.
I've got a suitcase full of stuff. No, I've brought a top and a pants.
Okay. Pants.
A pants. And
pant-eye.
I think we should just go for it today, guys.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah. We got some new clips, so thank you very much if you sent them in. Matt Richardson, you'll be able to watch in a minute, playing Inuit Bingo as we turn on our lovely cameras on the Radio 1 website.
Uh-oh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grant's been on, saying, the longer this interview goes on with Matt Richardson, the more I've realised how good his job actually is.
It's the best job ever.
Ever. You might not know this, but Matt also does comedy. That's right. He's a comedian, not just a TV presenter.
Jack of all trades.
Have you got a bit of a tour going on soon, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on tour at the moment, and it goes on till about June.
So you're doing the tour and X Factor as well?
Yeah, but I'm only doing like a couple of tour dates a week, and then X Factor's essentially my weekend job.
Right.
Like, people have Tesco's, I've got Caroline Flack, you know?
I think it's quite good, though, that, like you say, you do then get to potentially go to some dive and play to five people. It keeps you grounded.
Keeps you... A lot of reality checks in my life. A lot of reality checks.
But if you want to go and see Matt Richardson on tour, then I suggest you should. He's very funny.
Oh, thanks.
And we're going to play Inuit Bingo now. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Right, let's go for it. You know, you're going to get one chance at this, I think.
It's time to witness the wetness.
Cameras are on now.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
If you want to see us playing Inuit Bingo, it's always better when you watch. Rather than listening, go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We are on the cameras now, on your computer, on your laptop, on your mobile phone. You can even watch it. Okay, ready, lads? Ready,
yeah,
lads?
I might lose a jumper.
Yeah, lose a jumper.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Sometimes it'll be like when you're in the swimming pool as a kid and they teach you to take all your clothes off if you fall in.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's Matt Richardson versus Chris on Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. It's back. I missed it last week. How are you with handling innuendos, Pat?
I mean, quite clearly from that, not very good. No. I think I'm good, but we'll see what this does. This is the ultimate test.
Okay, even if it's not funny, just spit.
Okay, fine.
Okay, here we go. So, good luck, guys. Lots of water. Lots of water, please. And first of all, we're going over to BBC One's Escape to the Country. And Nikki Chapman is here, an expert on how they do things in rural areas.
So, standard practice in the country, we come in the back door.
Oh. Okay, Matt wasn't expecting that force.
I mean, that was unbelievable.
Welcome to the game.
Welcome along.
You play dirty, Chris Stark.
So, standard practice in the country.
Yes, Nikki.
We come in the back door.
Thank you. I was Joe in Workington. Yeah, your front of your hair's wet, Matt.
Oh,
just thought I'd point that out in case you didn't know. Okay, watch us on the website. This is going to be a good one, I can tell you. Now we're going to cross to the BBC's coverage of the Commonwealth Games baton relay. And as Sir Chris Hoy makes his way down the mall, commentator Sophie Raworth gets excited about what's to come later.
And there, waiting in the forecourt, Gabby Logan, who will be receiving Sir Chris.
Scott and Ian both spotted that one.
This is like being on Tidal Wave.
It's quite forceful, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to send any clips in that you see on the telly or listen to on the radio, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Everyone all right over there?
All good? I think so.
Let's carry on. Next, it's our favourite clip from last time we were on, and it's this very interesting new lot, which is up for auction on Bargain Hunt. Here we go.
Interesting, this one. It's a 19th century, the Hallmark Silver. We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
In various stages from Matt there.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Oh my, this is ridiculous.
Has it gone in the pants yet? Yeah. Oh, it looks like you've messed yourself.
When I got told spare pants, I thought, this is never going to be that bad. Nothing is that funny.
It turns out, incredibly, with Chris Starr.
It trickles through.
Lisa from Chester's watching for the first time. Ian in Northwich is being put off by the suspicious-looking microphone cover. It's just a glove.
It's quite sinister, though.
Yes. Emma and Suzanne from Gosport, listening quietly in their office so the boss doesn't hear. Can you watch us as well, please? The boss won't mind. So that was Bargain Hunt.
It's a lady's muff brush.
And now we're off to... Sometimes he has like a little... it kind of does a little wee out
like
of his mouth.
Like a post.
Yeah. Now we're off to Birmingham for One Extra Live, where Charlie Sloth and Sarah Jane Crawford seem to have accidentally left their microphones on.
What's this? Is this some kind of joke? What is this? What is this?
This is my moo moo.
And?
Do you want to come in my moo moo?
Moo moo was Sarah's name for her car, apparently. I don't know why she calls it that.
Do you want to come in my moo moo?
Thank you to Toby in the office here for that one. And now we're going over to BBC Two's Crane Gang. That sounds like a good show. And after some frustration, the boss is now looking forward to the day ahead. Ready?
After a delay of 1.5 days, the wind has finally dropped.
Plan for today will be full erection.
What happened there? It started off as a little wee from Matt's mouth and then went into a full-on spurt. Thank you to Nigel for that one.
Plan for today will be full erection.
Good for you.
Oh, now, my bum is wet now.
Yes, that happens. Now, Hugh Stevens was covering this show while I was off last week, and Hugh did not seem to be able to contain his excitement about meeting actual Nicole Scherzinger. You can understand that, right, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is.
All I know is there's a lot of tears and a lot of crying. So when Nicole's in on Wednesday, bring the tissues.
Just a small amount.
So when Nicole's in on Wednesday, bring the tissues.
It's from both parties there, but nothing to worry about too much. Mm. Let's continue. A classic now from BBC Three's women's football coverage. Chris, you like women's football, don't you? And this pundit knows exactly what the players want. Are we ready? Chris, hold it together, please.
Come on, Chris.
We've got a guest.
It's man up.
This pundit knows exactly what the... What's going on now, please? Oh, no, you've lost it. Come on, guys. Yes. Sometimes you just can't do it. What's happening?
You have the weirdest job ever.
Yeah. So have you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a classic from the women's football. Ready? Right, now what's happening, if you're watching, you'll see. You will see.
Sorry.
If you're not, if you're just listening, you'll know that now what's happening is that they're just, every time they look at each other, they lose it. Come on.
Just say you're going to play the clip and then...
It's on now, here we go, women's football.
Stop teasing us.
They know that, so you cannot give her time and space, because that's what she wants. She wants the balls in behind.
Okay.
Oh,
right,
word.
We've got over that one. Let's go over to ITV's The Chase now. Oh. And I'm really surprised at this. A startling question here from Bradley Walsh.
Well done. Lauren McCall's the right answer. Chaser has put. Goes right also with Lauren McCall. Here's your next question. Pussy and crack are varieties of what?
Oh, hang on. I think I cut the question off before the end. Hang on.
Pussy and crack are varieties of what tree?
And the answer is willow tree, of course.
Of course.
Michelle and Anne both emailed that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Well, water, please.
One sec. Hang on. I did bring spare socks, I just realised, so I'm taking my socks off.
You even bought socks, Matt. I love that.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they've gone.
Just want to get my feet wet.
Funky right. Socks.
Thanks.
Okay. More water, please. Back over to One Extra Live.
If you need to get to stage, you better jump in.
You want me to jump in your moo-moo?
Over to last week's Hairy Bikers now, and apparently some of the best action on that show takes place off-screen, as you're about to hear.
Into the melted butter and chocolate are 200 grams of ground roasted hazelnuts.
Come on, cameraman, focus on Dave's nuts, please.
Ridiculous. Charlotte. I was going to do one. I wasn't even going to go there. That was your fault.
Charlotte, send that in.
Come on, cameraman. Focus on Dave's nuts, please.
Okay, we're almost there. And it's another one of our favourites. And this time
this is the wettest thing ever.
It is. This time it's
I'm sitting in a puddle.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
We're going over to Grand Designs Australia. This is a good one. Ready? You know this one, Chris?
Mm.
Okay. There's been some impressive work down on the frontage in Australia.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
Both tried to hold on there. That's the decking that's been enlarged.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
Okay, one more.
One more?
Mm.
One more.
One more. One more. One more.
Oh. Right. The feel of the plastic sheets underneath the feet is horrible. I feel a bit like the guy in American Psycho.
Yeah.
When he puts down those sheets and listens to Hip to Be Square.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged by...
No! 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 Never spit on a man who does not have a loaded mouth!
Okay, one more. A classic from Mr. Selfridge. Mr. Selfridge now on ITV. Mr. Selfridge does sometimes enjoy the company of the female staff.
I thought we decided yesterday it's a good thing you don't work here for us.
Mr. Selfridge came over himself.
And that was...
Oh, Matt.
That was...
Oh, wow.
Innuendo bingo. You right, Matt?
Oh. Did you get the Gerard Butler this wet?
Yeah.
On a par, maybe, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Wow.
And he didn't walk out. I tell you who really nearly lost it, though.
Who?
Vanessa Feltz.
Oh, did you not like the game?
Ooh,
not keen. Oh, wow.
Not keen. Right, Matt, we'll see you on tour soon.
Thanks very much.
Maybe
cheers.
Can we come and see you?
Yeah, of course.
That'd be really good.
Whenever you want.
I'd like that. And don't forget, Matt's on Extra Factor at the weekend with Caroline Flack after the main show on ITV2. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A few people are tweeting about Matt Richardson's questionable facial hair. Did you notice that?
What was questionable about it, though?
It looks like he's trying to grow some kind of moustache, but it's not really happening.
Are you sure it wasn't just a lazy shave?
It could be a lazy shave. You know when Bieber tried to grow that facial hair a while back? And it's just like, no, don't do that.
I'd love to see you with a moustache. Like a proper full-on one.
Me and my ex-flatmate.
She's taken him.
She's taken him. We went to, it's near here actually, near Radio 1, to the World Moustache Growing Championships a while back. It was held in a pub.
Were you DJing?
No, we turned up with some mustachios on, but they were stuck on. We got them from the BBC costume department, hoping that they would take us in and we could be one of them. But then his fell off because it was just on with double-sided sticky tape and they rumbled us. But they let us stay and have a drink.
Ladies love mustaches, I'm told.
No, they don't. Who does?
I'm told.
Who says that?
I've never been able to grow or committed. More, that's more the point. I've never committed to fully growing one.
You could do one.
I know loads of people are going to say it's November coming up. And
I know.
Obviously, but I'm talking away from that. You know, I've heard, you know, I'm told that ladies love the moustache.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it just makes you look more distinguished.
I don't think so. I'm not into it at all. If you've just turned on, you've missed a fascinating chat about moustaches and Matt Richardson's questionable facial hair. You've also missed a great song that's going around on the internet about Chinese food. I love Chinese food. You know that it's true. And and some stunning innuendo bingo.
The plan for today will be full erection.
But don't worry about it, it's all going to be on the Radio 1 website. Later on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, if you miss it.
Did you, I don't know if you saw on Twitter, did you see that Nina Nesbitt, who obviously was listening when you played that, has announced that it's her new jam?
Chinese Food's her new jam?
That's going to be over 1 million views but by the end of this show.
Absolutely. Get involved with it. Alison Gold, Chinese Food, it'll be your new fave. Did you hear John Newman? Did you see John Newman in the Live Lounge earlier? He did a beautiful cover of Naughty Boy and Emily Sandé's Lifted. He also did his latest single, Cheating, and just talked to Fern about how good One Extra Live was last week and how he recently ended up in a club with Nelly, as you do. What was that thing going around when I was away last week where Coolio turned up at someone's student accommodation?
It's incredible. Yeah, I saw about this through Twitter as well. I got a message from some bloke saying, I don't know if you've seen this, Chris, I'm an internet sensation now. And it's because this video of Coolio in their student flat, he's apparently done like a student gig and then he's gone back and cooked them dinner.
Coolio cooking you dinner?
Cooked them a three-course dinner.
In your house in university?
Apparently so.
Where was it?
Incredible. I think it was Preston. But it's the stuff of legends.
Did he do Gangster's Paradise in the university?
Yeah, so the lad who messaged me was the guy who plays guitar. In this video. Yeah, he's just there playing the chords to Gangster's Paradise. Coolio's there in your living room. It's amazing, isn't it?
So he went back to their house after the gig.
But that's why...
We've all done it.
Why would, why?
Maybe you just fancied the after party, you know?
Made friends.
That's where it was. Everyone, when you were doing a student gig, everyone's like, flat 45B, that's where the after party is. And you're like, all right. But actually, Coolio took them up on the offer.
Yeah.
Here's John Newman with Cheating from the Live Lounge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to Tom, Amy, Tabby, Rob, Ozzy and Luke, and they're at Reading Uni. They're sat in their student kitchen, not with Coolio on this occasion, but they're listening to the show. They've all got freshers flu. They've just had 2 weeks of freshers at University of Reading, so they are broken. And they're all obsessed with bacon. That is true. After going out so much, bacon becomes your best mate. The next day. This is Sean Paul.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know when you're watching a quiz show on TV and they don't know the answer and you shout it at the television? This just happened to me in real life. So they do these tours of the BBC and they happen all day. And every time you go outside, on the way out, you hear one going on. So there's a group of people and they are watching what happens on the BBC News floor. So you know right at the beginning of BBC News, that big newsroom that you see, that's downstairs in this building. So they show loads of people. They're like, and here's where they do the news. And over there, you can see BBC Weather. And over there, you can see BBC Sport. There's a group of about 30 people as I was walking outside just now. And the tour guide goes, right, everybody, so BBC Sport over there. Can anybody tell me a big sporting event that happened last year? Nothing. 30 people, no one.
Tough crowd.
So last year, in this country, really, really big sporting event happened in the summer of last year. Sport. This country, last year, in the summer. Anybody? Anybody? Eventually, I had to shout out, the Olympics! I had to shout it.
Why were you on the tour?
I wasn't on the tour, but it was so awkward that I just wanted to help this guy out. So I was just walking past, but I went, the Olympics! He's like, thank you, mate.
When was this?
Just a few minutes ago.
I love that whilst your show's on, you go on a casual tour.
I wasn't on the tour. I was just walking past the tour, and it was just the silence was awful, and I just had to shout the Olympics. And then everyone just carried on.
How did he react? Was he just sort of disappointed?
No, he went, thank you, mate. Thank you. The Olympics is correct. I feel better now.
He didn't point out that you were Scott Mills from...
No, he didn't, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
There's this thing I've wanted to do every Saturday for quite a while now, and I haven't been able to say it because the plan was to do it. And obviously, if I said it on the radio, I'd get found out, that kind of thing. And it involves my favourite TV show at the moment, which is Saturday Kitchen.
You love this show. You text me about it every Saturday morning.
I'm just completely obsessed with it.
But it's just people cooking. It's like Sunday brunch, same.
Kind of, but I think it's a bit better.
But what makes it better?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's James Martin, who's like the chef on the show. But I'm sure lots of people know about Saturday Kitchen. But if not, when you wake up on a Saturday, it's this show where, you know, they've got like a live kitchen. They're cooking food. You've been on these shows before. You haven't been on Saturday Kitchen yet.
I haven't been on that one, no. Still to be asked.
But then they get a couple. They get a couple of really good chefs on, and they get a couple of celebs, and they cook food, and they play episodes of MasterChef and stuff. It's good. Mm. I don't know why I like it so much, but for some reason I do.
Often when I tune in, it's just someone mashing potatoes, and I'm like, okay, I've got to watch this for a whole hour. But I understand that you do get addicted to these things.
Yeah, maybe it's not your thing, but I bet you there's loads of people who love it. Anyway,
totally.
So there's this part of the show where viewers can call up and say, right, I've got a nice piece of beef in the fridge. I don't know what to do with it. And then you've got these world-class chefs that are on this show giving advice on how to cook the beef. Now, for ages, I've wanted to call in on this, claiming that I've got a nice piece of duck or something like that. And then when I get on, I wanted to ask them the best way to cook a pot noodle.
Yes.
Just for a bit of a laugh and just to see the world's greatest chefs discuss the best way to cook a pot noodle.
So you wouldn't tell the researcher that before. You would say you got a piece of beef or something.
Exactly.
And when you get on air, you say the pot noodle.
Right. But then I was watching it this Saturday and someone's gone and done this already.
What?
But not with pot noodles, with Scotch eggs. Or pork pies, sorry, pies. Yeah, give this a listen.
James from London, are you there, James?
Hiya, James. It's an honour to speak to you.
That's right. So, what's your question for us?
I've got a pork pie in the fridge, yep. And it's the sell-by date's the 1st of October, and I'm just wondering whether I can eat it this morning.
Yeah, he's having a laugh, I think. His question was about shoulder of lamb. Any ideas what to do with it?
Oh, no, that's no miser about the lamb.
Oh, my God. Got a shoulder of lamb.
What I would do with the shoulder of lamb, I would just stuff it with garlic.
I can't believe they've done that.
Do you see what I mean?
So someone's beating you to it.
He's beating me to it, which is a bit unfortunate. I sort of feel like my trick's been taken there. But I urge anyone else who's thinking of calling into that show to ask about pot noodles or pork pies and stuff like that. But it got me thinking as well, you know cookery shows?
Yeah, people love them.
Like, generally, but they are overdone. Like, when you look at a Saturday morning, there's Saturday Kitchen, then there's that Hollingwood, whatever his name is.
Paul Hollywood's Bread.
He's doing breads.
That's on.
There's someone else doing the cakes.
Bake Off's moving to BBC One.
There's all these cookery shows
going on. People love the cooking on the TV.
And I was thinking I'd love my own cookery show, but then I thought it's done.
It's been done.
Cookery's done.
Yeah. I mean, they've done it in every single way possible as well.
You know where there'd be a gap in the market, though? If I was to become the Nigella of washing up. A good washing up show. It's not been done yet.
Still in the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. People love these kitchen-based shows. They make a mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All these cookery shows, they make it.
You think about it. Bake Off is just some cookers in a tent, and you're just watching people's cakes rise and whether they've got a soggy bottom. Washing up. Is a good one.
It's the great British wash-up.
It's set in the kitchen still. That's what people want to see. They're all in the kitchen. There are hundreds of these shows, all kitchen-based.
Now, I know I'm putting this out there on the radio, but I just want people to know that I've come up with this idea first. It's going to be, I want to create, a show about washing up.
Yeah. What, are you going to go all sexy with it?
It needs to be that. It needs to be a sort of soft focus.
Like Nigella when she goes to the fridge.
Yeah, think Nigella, but washing up.
So you got all the suds there, like loads, like piled up in the sink, and maybe like you've got some rubber gloves on and you try and...
You look really keen on this.
Take them off, like maybe with your teeth.
I think the key to this is maybe make an episode of it and then see...
Shall we do
one? People. I'd love to get your involvement in it. As a celebrity, it would be a real boost to the cause.
We could do it in my kitchen.
That would be amazing.
How do you get... Like, you always see it on TV. How do you get soap suds that big, though? Because, like, when I use my washing up liquid, it's just, like, just goes in there, and it's, like, a bit soapy, but it's not, like, out-of-the-sink soapy.
But anyway, look, I think that's the gap in the market right there.
The sexy washing up
a
show.
A decent washing up show.
And, like, we do everything, like, the pots, the pans.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, let's do that this week. I don't have soft focus on my phone. Presumably we'll be filming it on a low-budget phone.
Let's make an episode, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I'm in. BBC Radio 1. Right, I think we're on this.
People are loving this.
I know. Dane's been on. Please do the washing up idea. I work in the media industry as part of a team who decide which pilots are selected for air on E4.
Yes.
I would totally back this idea. We're on. We're released on E4.
I like that Mark's texting saying, can we ring up with washing up questions to the show? Yeah. That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
I can't get this off of my wok.
Yeah. Here's one I put in soak earlier. Yeah, that's good as well.
Right, so imagine this is for your washing up show, still kitchen-based. People love a kitchen-based show on TV. So, right, imagine there you've got yourself into quite a lather. Soap suds are piling up at the sink.
Oh, no, but I wouldn't be presenting
go
it.
Go on.
It
no, you're, no
sexy.
You're doing it. There's some soft focus.
Don't back me into a corner.
Soft focus. Go on. Get sexy with it.
Oh, I'm lathering up your plates now.
Yes?
I'm scrubbing cups.
Maybe you need to tell us how to do it.
No.
What's wrong?
We're getting soapy. I'm polishing your spoon.
No, you're not any good at this.
I don't know.
You can't do dirty talk.
Listen, it's just an idea. I can't.
You can't, can you?
I can't. I'm polishing your spoon.
What's that?
It's not even washing
it's
up.
It's not even washing up. When is the last time you polished a spoon when you were washing up? You're useless at this. New presenter, please.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this is gathering speed, this washing up idea. I like it. It's not often I like one of your weird ideas, but I really think this is a good one.
Well, loads of people want to get involved, don't they? I mean...
Come Shine With Me is one of the suggestions for the name. I think it's too close to the original. Master Wash.
Can't wash. Won't wash.
Yep. This is a show that Chris has invented. Don't nick it if you're a TV exec listening right now. where, you know, people are obsessed with cookery shows. Got another kitchen-based one for you here. It's a washing-up show. So it's the aftermath of the cooking. And are you free tonight?
Potentially.
Could you pop round for a bit? We could do our first one.
I'll be round if it means filming the washing-up show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, thanks for that.
Well, no, I don't.
Otherwise, I'm not interested.
Well.
Yeah. Better things to do, yeah. That's fine. We used to be friends.
No. But it does. But if you just say to someone, are you free tonight? Always in the back of their head, they will be going, well, why? Even...
I'm saying to do the first washing up pilot.
Well, that'd be great.
I don't have a camera though, I just do it on my phone. It can be rough, the first one. I need to work out how to create that many soap suds.
So
maybe I need to buy better quality washing up liquid.
Maybe.
That's what it is.
Are you happy for us to film it in your kitchen?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Let's
make a mess first and clear it all
that's
up.
All right.
That's all right. I'll burn a few things, that won't be a problem. And then, we'll do it. If not tonight, then tomorrow, because I know what you're like. You'd be like, oh, mate, oh, I just forgot. Oh, yeah, I've got...
Excuse me.
Hello?
That's you.
It's not, though.
It is, though.
It's not, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah, we need to put music on the video, I think. Mm. Maybe that. And, like, the suds could be going everywhere. Yeah?
We can do this before the football, I take it.
What time's the football?
It seems kind of weird if I'm missing the football for the washing up.
Well, it's your idea,
I know,
mate.
It's my show.
You need to commit to it.
Well, there needs to be certain sort of boundaries with it.
What time's the football
Let's
on, please?
About 7:45.
I'll let you go before then.
Eight, something like that. Well, no? You don't want to sit down and watch football
no,
together?
No, I'm not keen.
We did that once before, do you remember?
Yes.
And you enjoyed it?
It was all right, but I don't want to do it tonight.
And you did it just to show me support, do you remember?
Because I do remember.
The Watford game and
yeah, who is it tonight?
It's internationals tonight.
So
England, Wales.
Oh, what at the same time?
Yeah. There's more than
well,
one.
Well, how do you know which one to watch?
Let's do the wash. Let's concentrate on the washing up, and then we'll go.
We'll do it after the show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we want to do. Well, this is Chris's idea. So need to point that out. We want to do a new kitchen-based TV show. You know they're all about cooking, aren't they? This one isn't about cooking. It's about the aftermath. It's about the washing up. This is our new idea for TV show. Callum in Cardiff says you could have your programme being called Washed Up for the Z-listers who are not famous enough for Celebrity MasterChef, so they have to wash up for the real famouses. That's a good idea.
That's
you
good,
get Alex Clare on, maybe.
Or Charlie Sloth, would you be interested in...
What are you saying? He's a Z-list?
Yeah, you're trying to say I'm washed up.
No, I'm just saying whilst you're here...
I'm fresh.
You are fresh.
He's fresh new talent.
I'm young. 26. Young.
Fresh.
Fresh.
I want to see your passport at some point.
I've got my passport in my bag. What do you mean? You're trying to say I don't look 26?
No, you look all of that.
I look young. Yeah.
Yes, cuz.
I got ID'd, actually, for the lottery. This week.
So they
really?
Thought you were 16? No, they did not.
I did.
For the lottery.
You can't have that scratch card, son.
I've got my word.
Charlie's laugh.
Ow. Big man ting.
Good to see you.
You too.
Tell your mum.
To tell your mum to tell her nan. Like no, ask your mum.
That's it.
Yeah.
At least get the catchphrase right.
Scott's looking really healthy today and brown.
He is, yeah.
It's winter tan, you're jealous?
A little bit. Chris, didn't you have enough funds to go?
No, I'm not like you two.
And this is the guy who got a cab from Scotland.
I didn't get a cab from Scotland.
You got a cab from Scotland to central London.
I didn't. I did not.
How much was it? Like 700 quid. £1,700.
No, I did not get a cab.
Some people don't earn that in a month, Chris, and you spent it on a 6-hour journey from Scotland. You should feel ashamed of yourself.
At least you got to see, you got to go in Sarah Jane's little
moo-moo
last week.
Yeah, it was really nice.
On in One Extra.
What's this? Is this some kind of joke? What is this? What is this?
This is my moo-moo.
And?
Do you want to come in my moo-moo?
Okay, thank you very much. That was from One Extra Life last week.
And that's her car.
Yeah, it's her car. Yeah.
Does she actually call it that?
Yeah, that's the name of the vehicle. It has the Moo Moo written on the front of it.
Nice car.
Bonkers.
Pink.
Nice. Pink. Yeah.
Loads of space inside.
Good.
And now it's time for Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. Charlie's on at 4 on One Extra. If you like what he's saying.
Big man thing.
Some 4 till 7 weekdays. Are these real or no real?
According to Spotify, there is always at least one person somewhere in the world listening to Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
I love that song.
Do you?
Do they know?
Do you like
it's
the original?
Chris? I like the video.
Do you like the original or the version that they did with Dizzy Rascal doing there? You know, give a little help to the helpless.
No. Not as good as the original.
The original was sick, guys. The video.
The video.
Paul
just...
Young. A bit of Paul Young in your life.
The video is just people singing.
Why does everyone look at you? Paul Young is a G. My dad is one of the biggest Paul Young fans out there.
Wherever someone should hear that.
I lay my head.
This is
that's
happening.
My home. Doom, 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 ch.
So, there's always someone listening to Do They Know It's Christmas? I know,
that.
I tell you why you like
that.
It.
Why?
Feed the...
I'm so faced.
Oh, you're
fattest.
Do you know what? It's funny. Actually, last night I was doing a gig in Manchester and I've come outside and there was about 6 to 7 guys out there. Charlie, you're fattest. Charlie, you are fattest.
It's catching on.
And it was like really embarrassing. Really, really embarrassing. Because I was tired and, you know, I weren't in the mood. I just entertained. I didn't want to keep entertaining.
I know, darling. Sometimes the bow tie has to stop flashing, doesn't it?
It does. How do you know I was wearing that bow tie again?
Anyway, always someone listening to Band-Aid. Real or no real?
That's real.
I think it's real as well.
That one is no real.
No, made up.
What a shame. I'm
surprised at that.
But what about this one? Is this real or no real?
The first time a baby of the Navajo Indian tribe laughs, the family immediately throw a party. Whoever made the baby laugh has to provide the food.
Okay.
So they have baby laugh parties.
It's a weird custom. Where was it again? Sorry, where?
Navajo Indian tribe.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, people do have these different customs, don't they? I mean, I can see this kind of thing.
I understand, like, a baby shower, I get that, but, like, waiting for the baby to laugh party is a bit weird.
And then are people trying to make it laugh? I suppose not, because then they have to pay for the food.
That's a bit awkward, because you can imagine everyone avoiding the baby at all costs, and that poor baby being all alone. Mm. Unless you've got a rich uncle or a rich auntie.
Real or no real, please?
I'm going to say I'm going to say real on this one.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
Charlie.
Wow.
It's true. It happens.
Wow.
But what about this? Did this actually happen?
At the height of her pop career in the year 2000, Kate Winslet did an ill-advised live lounge cover of Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Whoa. Kate Winslet did pop, did she?
Don't you remember?
I don't remember that.
Here
I don't
it is.
What if I had never let you go?
This is Kate Winslet.
Would you be the man I used to know?
That is whiffy.
Mm-hmm.
If I stay, if you drop, we could only turn
What's that smell? This song.
When was this, Scott?
2000? Yeah. Not the best.
No. Jeez.
Good actress, though.
I didn't know she sang.
No, nor did I. Would that have been after Titanic, then, probably?
Yes. Yeah. And shortly after Martin McCutcheon's pop career.
Oh.
So we're saying that she would have done a Live Lounge as well.
Yes, an ill-advised cover of Ladies and Gentlemen of the Class of 99.
Right, so that came out in 99. You're saying that Winslet was around
2000.
She did
a cover of it in the Live Lounge.
Could make sense, that timing-wise, Charlie.
Yeah, it could. It could.
I mean, if this is true, I hope we're going to get a blast of this.
I had a massive crush on her.
Did you?
Just throwing it out there.
Titanic.
You would have been amazing moment. On the Titanic.
I mean,
being Leonardo DiCaprio or like an actor.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You meant a life raft.
That is the most fattest joke I've heard this month. Last week I got off lightly. Last week I left here feeling skinny.
I meant.
Well, I didn't feel skinny, but I felt smaller.
Women and children first, hold on. Especially in that top orange, isn't it?
What?
You do look like a life raft.
You do.
What do you mean I look like a life raft?
You do a bit.
How do I look like a life raft?
You look like one of them slides where they take your stilettos off.
I've never seen a life raft or a slide this good looking. Never in my life. So funny. This show gets worse and worse.
Anyway, real or no real, Kate Winslet?
I'm saying real. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
I'm out of the game this week.
Having a shocker, aren't you?
Oh.
What about this one?
Most passenger seats on the new Airbus A320 airliner will be made 2 inches narrower to allow space for a special row of extra large seats designed for passengers who require a wide berth.
Interesting.
This is really fattest.
Well, no, it's not.
You're
fattest, Millsy. You're the most fattest bloke this country has ever produced.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite strong. That winded me a little bit, I'll be honest.
You are fattest. You should feel bad. You're going to have fat people waiting outside for you, huh? Hey, you, Millsy!
But if anything, it's not fattest, because what they're saying is there's lots of space in the new Airbus, so that what they're going to do is make a bit more space for...
Well, I've told you the awkward story, didn't I, about the cheap airline.
You did, yes. Remind me again.
No.
What happened?
Oh, please.
Wasn't it?
I love your story.
Twice as much or something?
No.
Did they charge you extra baggage?
Charged
for two seats.
That's two seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you had to get two seats.
I had to get two seats on one of the planes. Let's not get into it.
And did they tell you that? Were they like...
No.
What, so you had, until you got on the plane, you didn't realise you needed two seats?
No, and neither did they. Oh. I mean, there was an incident before that on another cheap airline. Obviously, I don't use cheap airlines no more.
Not enough room.
I've moved up in the world, but the first incident was I had to get one of the extensions.
Yeah.
That's all good.
For the belt,
because
it wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ride without a seatbelt.
Yeah, well, obviously.
And then the second occasion... this was not last summer, the summer before, by the way. I'm skinnier now.
You are, yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing, Chris? You're not.
Right. You are a bit.
And then the second occasion, do you know the arm thing?
Yes, the armrest.
Armrest,
yes.
Yeah. That's the word. Yeah. It wouldn't move up.
Cool story.
Right. Yeah. And I couldn't fit in it.
God, got there in the end.
You guys are so cruel to me.
What a story.
What do you mean that was a good story? You asked for it.
Airbus,
you asked for the story.
The Airbus's new planes are fatter than before. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
There you go.
Got one right there.
Token point.
Points for you there. 10 points for Charlie, 20 points for me.
It's not bad.
Not me. Yeah. All right, chubs, well, I'll let you...
You spent your week away writing down all these gags. I know you have. You spent the whole 7 days on that beach chair. He's got a year's worth.
I look forward to this so much every week.
Oh, it's the best.
Thank you very much, Charlie Slough. He's on one extra in 10 minutes. If you like what he's done here, maybe give it a listen today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm telling you, that Chinese food song will now be in your head all night. particularly a problem if you're listening to this podcast as you're trying to sleep. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow between 1 and 4. Or if you can't listen, get the podcast. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.